Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jim Ryan joining us. Wasn't a debate, but two dueling rallies. Jim, I feel like we've been here before. The president in one spot, Beto O'Rourke just a few steps down the road.
Yeah, it was the same scene that played out in February when the two of them held joint rallies or competing rallies, not joint rallies, but competing rallies in El Paso. This time it happened here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Brian. The president held a massive rally, thousands of people inside the American Airlines Center. Beto O'Rourke held a rally of his own at a theater in suburban Grand Prairie. Thousands of people showed up for that one as well. They did take a couple of shots across the bow of the other one. Each one talking, if not at the other, then at least past the other one. President Trump saying that he fully intends to take Texas again in 2020. Beto O'Rourke says that if he isn't the Democrat on the ticket, he expects the Democrats to turn this state blue for the first time in about 40 years in next year's presidential election, Brian.
So, Jim, is Texas very much in play here for the Democrats?
That's a point of debate. It's just hard to say the state is so large, 27 million people or so. And, the cities are generally fairly blue. They're Democratic. Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, notably. But out in the country, you run into a deep red hue. Those people are diehard Republicans and have been for years. So, the state may be up for grabs. And one indicator of that potentially, at least says Beto O'Rourke, is that President Trump came here, Susan. If he felt confident in winning Texas easily, why would he come to Texas and campaign, spending thousands of dollars to have a rally here in Dallas?
What is the momentum around Beto O'Rourke back in his home state? Because it seems like after a really big kickoff to his campaign, he's never mentioned amongst the front runners.
No, you're right, and I think he's not getting 1 or 2% of the of polling among the Democratic candidates out there. He is still very popular out in West Texas, the El Paso area, where he served in Congress and where he tried to run against Ted Cruz for the Senate. But so he has the name recognition, but I'm not sure that he's going to be the person, at least among fairly conservative Texans and even Democrats here are fairly conservative. He may be a little too left for them.
Jim, we appreciate the update. Thanks, Jim Ryan, joining us this morning from Texas.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.